Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Here to recap your Tuesday's news and notes on the diamond and get you ready for Wednesday's full day of baseball action, day games, night games, and all of the above. If you're looking to find me on Twitter, I'm on Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Let's get going on those news and notes from Tuesday. It was a busy day. Monday was busy, so is Tuesday. Fernando Tatis Jr., it was really weird. After about an hour after publishing this episode on Monday evening, and I told you that they thought the injury is minor with Tatis, 10 days, no problem. More news came out on Tatis's injury, the shin injury or femoral injury, the bone in the femur. His right femoral injury will keep Tatis sidelined for a while. The Padres hope he'll be back by the All-Star break, but there's a good chance it will be after that. And the way Tatis talked about the injury makes me feel like it's going to be after the All-Star break. So be prepared to miss Tatis for at least a month, potentially longer. This feels weird and something worth monitoring, because if it becomes too long, decisions might need to be made. Luke Williams of the Atlanta Braves was called up on Tuesday as the Braves placed Brian Anderson in the IL with a bacterial infection. Williams was hitting .288 with 7 home runs and 15 steals over 39 games at AAA this year for the Braves. Could be a nice little option if Ramon Laureano fizzles out, Duvall's already fizzled out. There could be an avenue for Luke Williams having some fantasy relevancy, at least in a platoon role or something, so keep an eye on that going forward. But as of now, it's a wait-and-see approach. Chris Paddock of the Minnesota Twins was placed on the IL with right arm fatigue. There's no clear timetable for Paddock's return. Ronnie Henriquez was recalled and hit from AAA, and he has a 3.52 ERA with 37 strikeouts over 38 and a third innings pitched, while pitching primarily out of the bullpen in AAA. But the big news when it comes to the Minnesota Twins, we're going to finally see one of their big-time pitching prospects in one David Festa. It was announced later on Tuesday that Festa is expected to make his major league debut on Thursday for the Twins. When that becomes official, likely on tomorrow's show, I will let you know. But if you're in leagues where you can plan ahead and maybe add some daily moves, go for it. I'm always a wait-and-see approach, so I want to see how Festa throws on Thursday. But in 14 starts at AAA this year for David Festa, 3.77 ERA. We have 87 strikeouts and 59 and two-thirds innings pitched. He has a nice 25.4% K to walk to go with a 3.93 FIP and a 3.77 ERA. So Festa is a pretty highly touted prospect. People have been talking about him for quite a while. We have great prospect writers at PitcherList.com. So go check all that stuff out. They'll have you covered there with David Festa. Nick Lodolo of the Cincinnati Reds was placed on the IL on Tuesday with a right finger blister, or left finger blister, sorry, left-handed pitcher. The hope is to have Lodolo back before the All-Star break. Yosever Zulieta was recalled from AAA, who has struck out 39 hitters over 30 and two-thirds innings pitched out of the bullpen. Justin Verlander, the Houston Astros, well, he's slowly progressing from his neck injury. This happens to us old guys. We have pains in our necks and our backs, and they kind of just never go away. It's kind of a shame. But Verlander's progressing slowly. Still no timetable for his return off the IL. Starling Marte, the New York Mets, was placed on the IL with his knee bone bruise situation we talked about on yesterday's show. Marte will be shut down for 2 weeks, and then he'll start ramping back up, hopefully, if all things work out well. Right now, the Mets are saying Marte will be out for at least 4 weeks, so something to monitor there. That's at least a month, and that makes things interesting in leagues you might not have IL spots for, so keep an eye on that. Ben Gamel was recalled from AAA to take Marte's spot on the roster. Tyrone Taylor, though, has started on Tuesday with right-handed pitching and looks to be the initial benefactor of Marte's injury. Let's not forget, as Ryan Bloomfield mentioned on Tuesday night's Bubba and the Bloom, that Tyrone Taylor has actually better numbers versus right-handed pitching than left-handed pitching, even though in his career, he seems to always platoon versus left-handed pitchers and sit versus righties. So if Taylor plays regularly, could be quite productive in fantasy. A move that just makes you laugh because you need some laughs when there's all these injuries out there. Dallas Keuchel of the Mariners, AAA Mariners, was traded to the Brewers on Tuesday for cash considerations. I already can tell the Mariners won this deal. Don't add Keuchel. He's been horrific at AAA. That's my breaking analysis. Bo Bichette of the Toronto Blue Jays was activated off the IL on Tuesday, and he was back hitting leadoff where he went 1-for-4 with a walk. Stuart Baroa was sent back to AAA. Christian Encarnacion Strand, first base, third base, not anymore. CES had surgery on his hand that he's had setbacks with, his wrist, his hand injury, and CES will be out for at least 3 months, a.k.a. the rest of the season. Big-time bummer there for CES, where there's very high expectations coming into the season. Brian Wu of the Seattle Mariners was placed on the IL with a hamstring injury, and he'll be out for 2 to 4 weeks. Based on the press conference we heard from Wu and the tears, which understandable, I'm leaning 4 weeks plus potentially. Justin Steele missed over 4 weeks with a hamstring injury. We'll have to kind of wait and see on this one. Colin Snyder was recalled from AAA to take Wu's spot in the roster. Jonathan Hernandez likely gets to start for Wu, as Hernandez made a spot start last time Wu missed, but threw 5 and 1/3 against the White Sox, 4 Ks. Looks very serviceable. Eventually, Emerson Hancock probably gets a run, but he's got a back issue in AAA right now, so keep an eye on that situation in Seattle. Patrick Sandoval, the Angels, will have Tommy John surgery and miss the remainder of the season. That's a bummer. Saw some signs of life from the Irish Panda. We'll have to wait for at least 12 months for that. Chase Silseth of the Angels had a rough rehab, like starts, just production-wise, but he's healthy and ready to go. And he was activated off the IL on Tuesday and optioned to AAA, probably to get things fixed because the starts were not great. The Angels need some help starting pitching, so we could see Silseth at some time, or Reed Detmers soon, who's down there and hasn't been fixed yet either. So you got two struggling guys in Silseth and Detmers, but both could see times in rotation. But wait, guess who started on Wednesday in place of Sandoval? Ronzi Contreras will get the start. Yes, that Ronzi Contreras will get the start on Wednesday. So keep your eyes peeled on that one. If you play daily DFS, might want to look at some Oakland Athletics. Miguel Sano, the Los Angeles Angels, was, after being on the IL for a long time with plenty of setbacks, including a malfunctioning or sitting too long on or whatever he did with a heating pad to burn himself. Sano's back from his knee injury and was activated on Tuesday. Michael Stefanik was sent back to AAA. This one was a major bummer. Josh Jung of the Texas Rangers. The hope was for Josh Jung to take batting practice on Tuesday before the Rangers game and then, you know, potentially be in the lineup on Tuesday night. Instead, no batting practice took place, and he'll return to go see the Texas doctors and go under more testing as Young is dealing with a tendon inflammation in his surgically repaired wrist. That does not sound good. The fact he didn't even take swings in a batting cage because of the pain, that is not good. We'll have to wait for more information about the next step, but like I said, this feels like we're going to be out another 2-4 weeks. We'll see. Hopefully it's minor, but my optimism is running thin with these kind of wrist injuries. Gary Sanchez of the Milwaukee Brewers was scratched from Tuesday's game with left calf tightness. He's considered day-to-day. Hayden Birdsong, another prospect getting to make his debut on the mound. The Giants prospect Hayden Birdsong will make the start on Wednesday. As you know, Kyle Harrison's on the IL. Blake Snell's not pitching. Keaton Wynn's not good. Like, there's a mess of pitching going on there. in the Giants. They're trying everybody. So he'll get called up to make his debut on Wednesday. He's made 2 starts at AAA, but overall 13 starts on the season for Birdsong between AA and AAA. Birdsong has a 2.51 ERA combined in those 13 starts with 75 Ks, over 57, and a third innings pitched. Zach Gallen of the Arizona Diamondbacks is set to throw a bullpen on Thursday, hoping he can return to the D-backs shortly after. There were rumors that Gallen maybe starts Sunday, if not Monday, so a healthy bullpen on Thursday will go a long way in making those rumors come true. Gavin Williams of the Cleveland Guardians will make a rehab start on Wednesday and should return to the Guardians for his next start sometime early next week, assuming all goes well. Josiah Gray of the Washington Nationals threw 6 strong innings in his rehab start on Tuesday, and he will join the Nationals at the start of next week. Gleyber Torres, the New York Yankees, had trouble running out of ball in the 8th inning of tonight's game, and after the game, the Yankees reported that Gleyber is dealing with some groin tightness. Monitor that going forward, because right now they're just saying he's day-to-day and should play on Wednesday. I'm not feeling great about that. Something else I'm not feeling great about, Gerrit Cole of the New York Yankees. His velocity was down. Like in the first inning, he was throwing 96 to 98, looking like Cole. After that, though, he was 94 down to 92, which is not great. Cole allowed 4 home runs on Tuesday night. All of those pitchers were below 94 miles an hour. Cole also walked 4 batters. And more importantly, Cole did not strike out a batter on Tuesday evening. Cole said he was simply holding back his velocity as he's still ramping things up. I don't know. We'll see what takes place in that one. But this is like we've seen too many pitchers come back and not be able to go full go, and I'm sick of it. I know you want Cole back when you can get him, but when these guys start holding back and stuff, more injuries happen. So nervous about this one as well. And last but not least, Edward Cabrera, the Miami Marlins, threw 4 no-hit innings with 7 strikeouts and a rehab start on Tuesday. Cabrera likely needs 1 more rehab start before rejoining the Marlins. All right, before we take a peek at the highlights of the day and a look ahead to Wednesday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Do you ever watch TV and think, wow, I'm really good at this? You're right. With Rewards on Sling, watching 30 minutes of TV daily gives you chances to win up to $10,000 in cash and other monthly prizes. Sign up for Sling or stream for free with Sling Free Stream to get rewarded for watching TV. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/rewards to learn more and get started. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Visit sling.com/rewards/official-rules for more details.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Intrigan, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Tuesday. Mark Vientos continues to get it going. 2-for-4 with 2 solo shots off of previously mentioned Gerrit Cole. Over the last 7 games, Vientos is hitting .323 with 4 home runs, 8 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. went 2-for-5 with 2 doubles, a run, and 4 RBIs on Tuesday. Over Guerrero's last 10 games, he's hitting .349 with 3 home runs, 6 runs scored, and 10 RBIs. Man cut his hair. Look at me. I'm a baldy. Loving it. He's got more hair than me still. But he got rid of the long locks, and the power has followed for Mr. Vlad Guerrero Jr. Mitch Garver went 1-for-4 with a solo shot on Sunday. And over the last 7 games, he's only hitting .200, kind of one of Mitch Garver thing. But 3 homers, 4 runs, 8 RBIs. He's been quite productive of late if you can handle the so-so, not-so-good batting average. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. Hunter Brown continues to dazzle. 6 shutout innings for Hunter Brown, 2 hits, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Brown had 20 whiffs. He had 20 whiffs with a 33% CSW on 94 pitches. That's just pure domination from Hunter Brown. And over his last 6 starts, Brown's thrown 37 innings with 45 strikeouts, a 1.22 ERA, and a 0.89 whip. All of his previous starts combined, close to a 7 ERA. It's been brutal. It was a brutal start. Amazing sense for Hunter Brown. Seth Lugo of the Kansas City Royals, 6 shutout innings with 2 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. Lugo had 13 whiffs and a 32% CSW on 87 pitches, and he continues to look great. On the season, 17 games started, 2.29 ERA, 95 Ks, and 110 innings pitched. Lugo's been worth every penny the Royals shelled out to him earlier this season. Then Zach Lytle continues to be a nice serviceable stream or deep, fifth or sixth starter on your roster. Lytle went 5 innings, 2 earned, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 6 Ks on Tuesday evening. He had 14 whiffs and a 33% CSW on 72 pitches. Lytle, over his last 6 starts, has 3 earned runs or less in 5 of 6 starts with 28 Ks and 31 and 2/3 innings pitched. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock, Arena's daily SP Roundup, to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Tuesday. Emmanuel Clase picked up save number 25 as the Guardians took down the Orioles. Tanner Scott saved 10 versus the Royals. Elvis Peguero picked up his 2nd save of the year as the Brew Crew beat Texas and Trevor McGill got the day off. Evan Phillips of the Dodgers picked up save number 13 against the White Sox. Carlos Estevez picked up his 15th save of the year versus the Oakland Athletics. Robert Suarez hit the 20 save club with his 20th of the year versus the Washington Nationals. And Paul Sewald picked up save number 10 on the year versus the Minnesota Twins. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek ahead at Wednesday on the diamond. I mentioned day games, night games. If you're talking DFS, you have 5 games early. You have a 6-game main slate starting at 7:10 Eastern time. On the main slate, Luis Eel versus the New York Mets. If you're looking for pitching, look for a bounce back there. Mets offense is very good, though. Just putting that caveat out there. Gavin Stone versus the White Sox should be popular. Cutter Crawford versus Toronto. Toronto's heating up. Crawford's been good. Should be a fun one there. If you want to be a little contrarian, Sean Manaea versus the Yankees. Manaea's looked really good in his last 2 starts. Peripheral numbers look good for Manaea. Pitch mix change has helped him a ton. So I like that for some value. On the bat side of things, Boston versus Yuriel Rodriguez and the Jays bullpen. Dodgers versus Eric Fede. And Arizona versus Simeon Woods Richardson. Some things I'm looking forward to on Wednesday. Hayden Birdsong making his debut versus the Cubs. Could be Shoto Imanaga. No, Hayden Wesneski was just announced about 10 minutes ago, actually. So it's going to be Hayden Birdsong versus Hayden Wesneski. That's fun. Hayden's. Battle of the Haydens. But looking forward to see what Birdsong can do in that one. George Kirby takes against Ryan Pepio. That's a good one in the Mariners and the Rays. Pepio's been very good, but not going much past 5 innings, so it's been tough to get the wins there. Kirby's been outstanding. DJ Hirsch versus San Diego and Dylan Cease. He's given up some runs of late, but still getting a ton of strikeouts. Washington bats are pesky right now, so that should be fun. DJ Hirsch went into Colorado, got a little Colorado experience, but been pretty good in his previous outings. And then the Battle of New York, Luis Eel versus Sean Manaea. Really, really looking forward to that one as well. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. It'll get you awesome tools like PLV Plus, get you an amazing Discord, gets you the weekly Fab Podcast by Nick Pollock, gets you projections, and so much more over there at pitcherlist.com. So go check it out. PL Plus, PL Pro, you won't regret it. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Wednesday's full day of baseball action on the diamond and get you ready for Thursday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Wednesday, June 26th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Cam found out that group chats between different phones aren't private.
Or encrypted.
Or encrypted, thank you. We only text in code.
Yes, which I created. I created a code.
Yes. Which can be a little annoying.
Wait, was that your attempt at the code?
You already forgot the code, didn't you?
I should have written it down.
The place to safely send messages between different devices. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.